Alicia Keys and Black Coffee in Common, the remix, baby. And then before that, Chris Brown and Gunna, Heat. With his Car Drive, we are on the streets, we are on the air, we are everywhere. And the reason why we started the hour with Chris Brown is because, man, before the incident, I thought Chris Brown was going to be the second coming of Michael Jackson. Child star. The guy, literally, from his first album, was releasing music from his own imprint. Immensely talented. Can rap, sing, dance. Just like Michael Jackson. And when you think about Michael Jackson, again, I don't think they made child stars as talented as that guy. And then went on to be a megastar himself.
Yep.
The trade-off to that, though, is that he never had a childhood. And as a result, even as an adult, he still acted very much like a child. Neverland was literally a theme park. It is as if you gave a kid money and you said, what kind of house do you want to live in? A kid would say, I want to live in a castle that has trains all around. And that's exactly what Neverland is like. And then he was friends with like kids, Macaulay Culkin, you know, that have sleepover dates. All things that I think kids would be only too glad to do. But when you're an adult doing that, it's just like, okay, it's a bit weird. But it did get me thinking, especially you, Sandman. In fact, everybody, because now everybody in the studio has a kid except me. Mm-hmm. How would you feel about your children being stars? Yay or nay?
Yay for me.
Yay. Oh,
wow. No, I mean nay. Did I say yay?
Yeah. Oh, wow. Well, now we know the truth.
No, I made a mistake. Nay, because I'm too sensitive. I don't even have the heart for this industry, and I wouldn't want to put my child through something like this. I mean, if she were to force to do something in this industry, yeah, but personally, I don't think it's a good choice. It's just this industry is brutal.
Okay. Look, I mean, I suppose you can protect her from the brutality. It's not like she's on social media now. When she grows up, maybe. But right now, I mean, who's going to go after a kid?
Yeah, but if she's going to start like at the age of 10 and she wants to be famous and she wants to do something, I don't think so.
Well, kids generally don't ever want to be famous. I think it's always the parents that push them towards that when they're young. And then at some point they realize, oh, okay, I can do this. My sister, when I was younger, she wanted to be a YoTV presenter. Yeah, she never did become one. But she literally, like, she wanted that thing so badly.
Shame.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, you know, if the kid is talented, why not? I'm not going to deprive you of opportunities. Dala what you must. I think it's just about having the right guidance and also just ensuring that, you know, as a parent, you are there 100%, making sure that the child is protected. But I say yay, go for it.
Okay, Sandman.
Yeah, it's a no from me, and it's weird because we've been having these conversations with the missus. Because, I mean, I do TV ads on the side, and when you get a TV ad, it's like easy money, really.
Yeah.
And that money comes through in about 3 months when they pay you, so it's like a nice investment. So I always thought, why don't we put our little one, you know, on the screen, make easy money, put that money away for their education.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds great in theory. But then I was like, yeah, what if they really blow up? It's not their choice. So even now, when we post on social media, we block the kid's face because we're like, we don't know if this is what they'll appreciate, what they'll like. So we want to give them that choice. Do you want to be on social media? Do you want to be known like that? And I look back at most of the kids' stars really went through a tough time.
Yeah.
Macaulay Culkin, who's the Charlie's
Angels?
Britney Spears.
Drew Barrymore.
A lot of them went through drugs. Some of them are still going through that stuff.
Mary-Kate and Ashley.
The Olsen twins, yeah. Because it's a lot of money and it's a lot of fame all at once. And you never really get trained for that. Even adults struggle with that fame and that money when it comes. So how do you expect a child who's just learning just the basics of life to then put up with that? So I think it's just too much to put a kid through.
And in most situations, you get parents that actually quit their jobs to help these children.
So look, give us a shout and let us know what your thoughts are regarding that. Because as Ginila Huma mentions, there's also the money dynamic involved. So let us know what your thoughts are regarding something like that. 086-00-00959. Hit us up on WhatsApp 063-688-0959.